Today's daf is daf gimel. So we got three lines down. The Gemara is still going through all the different places throughout Shas where it says hakol, hakol something. So the Gemara begins, hakol chayavim bezimun. Everyone has to partake in zimun. Who is that coming to include? We know zimun, of course, is referring to being having three people benched together. So this comes to include ma'ale asuyi, noshim, avadim, detanya, noshim mizamnos la'atzman, v'avadim mizamnos la'atzman. That noshim can have their own chabura of a zimun, and avadim can have their own chabura of a zimun. Take a look at Tosos. Tosos writes, Mizamnos la'atzman, shalosh noshim v'chein shalosh avadim. You have three women by themselves, three avadim by themselves. They could all make their independent zimun. Neval shtei noshim ein mitstarfin im anoshim l'fi sheish banoshim. But you can't have men and women come together because there women have certain things that men have. Men have certain things that women don't have. For example, Rashi is going to explain. Tosafot will explain in a second. Uvavadim she'ein hanashim omros. One more time. That shein nashim emet starfin im anashim l'fi sheyesh banashim shein banashim uvavadim. There's certain things that men have that women and avadim do not have. Shein hanashim omros bris. Now they do say it, but what Tosafot means is they don't have it. It's not shayach to them. The inyan of bris is only shayach to a man, and the inyan of aretz is not shayach to an eved. It's also not really shayach to women either. Tosafot doesn't point that out here. If you look at Tosafot and Brachos, Daf Chaf Amud Beis, he elaborates on this point. There's actually a very interesting discussion in Tosafot, the Rashba, and Magen Avraham as well, that since this idea of a Shenchat al-Avosein is not shaykh to Cohen and Levi either. So there's a suggestion that Kohanim Levim, since they get no chelek ba'aretz, they're not chayiv midiraisa in benching for that reason. The Magen Avraham responds back, but they do get Ari Miklat. So Ari Miklat is considered the Nachlas ha'aretz for Kohanim, but that becomes a very interesting machlok is about Kohanim Levim in their role in the land and their role in benching. We don't pass on that. We assume that they are chayiv in benching.
And your
Raisa. Their Raisa, yeah. But it's a fascinating point in terms of the nature of Ari Miklat, how we view Ari Miklat as being the land owned by the Kohanim, or no, it's not their land. They just have an ability to live there. The Yushalmi actually, based on a machlokas, there's a machlokas in the Mishnah whether or not Kohanim Levim say Mikra Bikurim and Vidui Meiser. If they happen to have property, do they say it? So it depends whether they own the land or not. It's a machlokas in the Mishnah. So the Yushalmi says, how do we view, it's a big hakir in the Yushalmi, do we view Ari Miklat as a chaluka, as their chalik, they mamish own it, like any other shevet? Or no, it's a matan, it's a gift that they get to use it, but they have no bailus over it. So that machlokas seems to depend, that seems to create a nafkamina, whether the chayv and benching or not, whether that's called their chalik baritz. Either way, Tosafot writes further, the assumption is, Tosafot says, there is no obligation. If three men are sitting together having a suda, their koveya suda, they must bench as a zimun. Women have no obligation. They're allowed to, but they have no obligation. And our practice is that women do not perform a zimun. They're allowed to. These are one of the examples where women can do things, but the practice is that they do not do. They do not make a zimun. Right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, excuse me, Hakol Mitztarfin. Everybody could add to Laziman, Lasui. My, who does that include? Lasui, Katan Hayodea Lamim of Archin. If a Katan, if a child knows to whom he's benching, in other words, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he could be included as part of the Ziman. Damar of Nachman, Yodea Lamim of Archin, Mizamnin, Alav. He could be added to the count. So Tosos points out here, the last two narrow lines in Tosos, Lasui, Katan Hayodea Lamim of Archin, Nuchad of Nachman, Vamar Nami Bibrachos, Gemar Brachos, Daf Memches tells us, Les Hilchas of Kechani Hashma Yisrael. We don't pass like all these different sugyas here in Erechin. El Kedav Nachman. Nachman is the only one that we do paskin like, meaning we should allow a katan, a very mature katan, should be allowed to be part of the zimun. Despite that fact, says Tosos, Lo Kaim Lan Kavase, we don't assume that way. Rather, we paskin like a Yushalmi that says we do not include a person until he has Shtei Saros. So that's how we paskin a katan is not included. Back to the Gemara now. Hakol metamin beziva. Every single person can metamin beziva. Ziva, if a person has a certain emission that indicates a tumah, every person could be subject to this tumah. Lasui mai, lasui tinok ben yoma, even a child, the day he's born, has some emission, has some ziva, he has a din of tumah zav. The Sani, the Raisa tells us, it says in the Pasuk Ish, the context of the Pasuk is, Dabru ben Yisrael, vamarta alem, Ish, Ish, kiye, zov, mivisaro, zovo, tamehu. So what do you learn from the word ish? Matam alomer, says the Gemara. Ish ish l'rabos tinok ben yomo echad. Shemitami beziva divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Why does it say repeat the word ish? Ish typically means a man. But double lashon comes to include something that's even not a man. Namely, even a tinok ben yomo echad is matami beziva. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Yishmal benosha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka omer einot tzarech. It's not needed because harei omer says havazov ezovo lezachar ulnekeva nekeva. That if a Zav appears to either a man or a woman, so there's a din of Ziva. So he explains now that Lezachar Kolshu, Zachar, anyone who's a Zachar, male. Male has no indication of a age. Gender is even a day, a newborn that has a gender. That's a Zachar. There's no Ish means a man. Ish means an age. But Zachar means just a gender. So a Zachar, Bein Katan Bein Gadol, is a Zachar and is subject to Tumas Ziva. And the same holds true with the Nekeva. Kolshu Nekeva, anything that's a female, any being that's a female, that's that gender, is Bein Katan and Bein Gadol, is subject to Tumah. So he agrees to the din, he just argues on the source. So im kein matam alomer ishish, how come then the pasuk uses the double lashon? What's it coming to include? Dibra Torah kolashon bin adam. The Torah also repeats things sometimes unnecessarily. People oftentimes repeat words, so too the Torah repeats words, and there isn't to be made a drasha from every extra word. Next then.
Does that mean they become tamay, or they can be make?
They become tamei. They say if they see this pasuk talking about a person who sees ziva themselves.
So the baby one day sees it.
He becomes a zav, exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Kol metamin metamei meis." Anybody can become tamei from a meis. So lasui mai. Who's that coming to include? Lasui a katan. That if a child comes into contact with a meis, would be tamei as well. I would have thought otherwise. It says in the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, which is the source of the dinim of paraduma being metaher. Tumas meis. It says in the pasuk, ish hashei tamei v'lo yischata. A person who's tamei and does not yischata, does not become tahor. And the pasuk goes on to say, v'nichasah nefesh ahu mitocha kal ki es mikdash Hashem tamei. He enters into the base of mikdash, he gets kares because may nida lo zorek alav tamehu. He doesn't have sprinkled water paraduma before him. He's tamehu. So since it says in the pasuk, ish hashei tamei v'lo yischata, ish in katan lo. So only a man, only a person over the age of 13, a child should be excluded from being Thomas Mace. Kamash Malan, it says in the pasuk as well, Val Nefashosh Hashahayusham. Al Nefashosh, anything that has a Nefesh. And a child has a Nefesh as well. So therefore, even a Nefesh, even a child, is subject to being Tumas Meis. So Ela Ish Lemute Mai. What is Ish coming to exclude then? Lemute Katam Ikaris. So if a child goes ahead into the base of Migdash, he doesn't get Karis. But he is, there's Din of Tumas Meis. So if a Katam, let's say, touches a Meis, and he becomes a rishon l'tuma, and he touches something else, he could cause, he can make tamei truma, he can make someone else tamei, but he won't get karis for entering into the base of Migdash in the state of tuma. Okay, then the Gemara says, Vayter. Next, Hakol metamin bin agayim. Everyone is subject to the tumas neged saras. If a person sees some white blotch on him, and it's found to be tumas neged saras, he is tamei. So lasuye mai, lasuye katan, even a child is subject to the din of neged teras. Sakadai techamin, I would have thought otherwise, because it says in the pasuk, ish tzaruk ksiv, ish in katan lo, to the exclusion of a katan. A katan shouldn't be subject to teras. Kamashalon that a katan is. What's the source? Maybe in a chami it should dafka binish. What's the makor that a katan is also included in the din of tumas? Negatiras. The Gemara says, Adam kiyeh ba'or b'saro mikol Adam, b'kol makom. Adam doesn't imply any age. Adam is a human being. So any Adam, regardless of katan or gadol, is subject to tumas teras. So ve'le ish lamali. So why does the word ish teruah come to exclude or teach us? So ish lamali. Gemara quotes a brayso lichadatanya. Ish ain li ela ish. I only know a man is subject to neged teras. Ish aminayin. How do I know a woman is chayv or subject to the lachas of teras? Kishu omer vatsarua hare kan shnayim. Vatsarua is an extra word that comes to include even a female. Sim kei ma tamalor ish. So then why did it say ish? Just say hatsarua. Just stam. Why ish at all? Mara says, Le'inin shel mata, ish is going back on a din said earlier, which is referring to ish pareo porem, vein ish paras u paremes. meaning as follows. In terms of who's Tameh, even Atzarua, anyone who's Atzarua, anyone, any child, any gender, is subject to Tumas Saras. When the Pasuk said Ish, Ish Tarua, that's referring to the din of Pareh or Parim, of undoing the hair and tearing the clothing. That only applies to an Ish, but that detail does not apply to an Isha. But the general Tumas Neged Saras applies across the board, Bein Ish, Bein Isha, Bein Katan, Bein Gadol. Okay, weiter now. Gemara says, first wide line down on Gimel and Aleph. Hakol Ronis and Negam, everyone is allowed to observe Negam. Hakol Ksherim Lerosis Negam, everyone's kosher to see. The Rashi points out this is really just repeating itself in two different girsels, but it's the same mission we're darshaning here. So what is it coming to the last? So yeah, who's Hakol? Who's everyone's permitted to watch, see, declare Neged Saras? Now just to make sure we have on the same page here, that only a Kohen is allowed to declare it. It could even be a Kohen who's Am Haaretz. If a Talmud Chacham tells him these are the details, you Kohen, you have to declare Tameh, declare Tahor. It all depends on the statement of the Kohen. So it sounds like anyone's able to do this. So Gemara says, Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Sheina Baki Ben Ubishmo Sayin. Even a Kohen who doesn't know the halachas, doesn't know the different names, doesn't know the details, he's also kashin. Rashi just points out, like we just said, like a Talmud Chacham could whisper him, say what the din is, and the Kohen says it, that becomes the din. So the Gemara says, wait a second, we could really rely on a Kohen who doesn't know anything? But Hamar Mar, don't we have a separate statement that teaches us Eino Baki Behenu Ubishmo Sayim Eino Roa Esanagam? A Kohen who doesn't know, who's not an expert in the different names of the Tzaras and doesn't know the details of the Tzaras, he cannot look at the Nagam. So can we trust in Eino Baki or can we not trust in Eino Baki? So comes along Amar Ravina. Ravina says, Lakasha, there is no contradiction. Had the Misavrile Visavar, Had the Misavrile Velo Savar. One is a Kohen who is, if you explain to him, he'll understand it, he'll comprehend it. Then we would rely on him, even though he doesn't know. He's an intelligent individual. He just doesn't have any background. So that Kohen could declare Neged Saras if the Talmud Chacham tells him. But another Kohen who, even if you explain to him, he won't understand it, he won't comprehend it, that's a Kohen who we do not let look and declare Neged Saras. Next in, Hakol Ksherin Lekadesh, everyone's a kosher Lekadesh. This is referring to, Rashi explains, to mix the Maim Chaim with Efer Chatas, the Efer Paraduma. We know it comes to Paraduma, you need a number of different components. One component is the burning of the Paraduma, the other component is the Maim Chaim. You have to draw water from a live spring. So you mix that together, that's called Kiddush, you Lekadesh them. So anybody is permitted to mix the two together, the ashes and the water. So the Gemara explains, Lasui, my words are coming to include, Le Rebbe Yehuda, Lasui Katan, Ulirabban Lasui Isha. There is a machlokas whether katan or woman could be included in this din of kiddush. So Rabbi Huda says a katan may, and therefore Hakol Ksherin LeKadosh is including a katan. The Fishitas Rabbi Huda. And Rabbanan say no, a woman is allowed to do the kiddush. So the Hakol Ksherin includes a woman that she's allowed to do the kiddush. The Tanan the Mishnah tells us Hakol Ksherin LeKadosh Chutz Mecher Shotev Katan. A katan is excluded, but an isha is included. That is the sheet of Chachamim. Rabbi Huda argues and says, no, machshir katan opposed isha. He thinks a katan is permitted and a woman's not. Uba androgynous, he also excludes an androgynous as well. The sugyas in Maseches Yuma discuss what the basis of the machlokas is, whether katan or isha are permitted or not. Next line. Gemara tells us that kol ksherin lahazos, everyone's permitted to sprinkle the paraduma waters on the tummy. Lasui, am I coming to include who? Lasui Ariel, even an Ariel, a person who doesn't have a bris milah, is permitted. Uchad Rabbi Eliezer, the Ariel shehize hazas hakshera, an Ariel who performs it is allowed to, that chatas, that hazah is actually effective. Now, it's not talking about any stam Ariel. Both Rashi and Tosafot point out that it's a person who's mesa achiv machmas milah. It's where his brothers already received the milah and died because of that. So now we, because of the risk, the pikuach nefesh, we don't allow this child to get one. So he grew up without a bris milah. He's an Ariel that's permitted to do the hazah. But an Ariel who did it because his parents and he continued to do, he's a mumer le bris milah, so then we would not allow him to perform the hazah. Last two lines of the Amud here, Hakol Shochtin, everyone's permitted to do the Shechita of a regular Shechita Schulin. This is the first mission of Masechah Schulin. Lasuye Mai, Chada Lasuye Kusi, V'chada Lasuye Yisrael Mumer. There are two places it says Hakol Shochtin, and I think they're both in Masechah Schulin, right? I believe so. So yeah, Daf Beis and Daf Tezvav, they point out. So one's coming to include that a Kusi is allowed to do Shechita, and the other one's telling us that a Yisrael Mumar is allowed to perform Shechita. This is the subject of the first 10 blot of Maseches Chulin. Next line, the last line of the Amud here, turning the page, I call Malin L'Eretz Yisrael L'Asui Mai. You're allowed to bring everyone up to Eretz Yisrael, force people to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Mai L'Asui Mai, who's that coming to include even who? L'Asui Avadim, to include even Avadim. What's the case here? So look at Rashi and Gimel Amud Beis, the very top Rashi explains what's going on here. L'Asui Avadim. Shim Yeshla Evik Kanani, the Jew has an Evik Kanani. And the Evik Kanani is Mahol, and he has a Bris Milah, he's a Miktas Yid. And Limchor Rotsa Eved Shloim Micharenu Elaber Tisrael. So the Rav, the master, wants to sell him off. He's done with him, he doesn't need him to work. I'm going to sell you to another very nice house. Now the Eved Kanani demands that he wants to be sold only in Eretz Yisrael. So the din is Kofin as Rabo Lhalaso. The din is the Eved Kanani is able to make such a demand, and the Rav has to sell him in Eretz Yisrael. Lemalin Eretz Yisrael, referring to the sale has to take place in Eretz Yisrael if the Eved Kanani wishes. Uleman de Amar, Leman de Tani, according to the opinion who holds Avadim Behedya, there is a girsa that's Mefurish in the Mishnah there, Maseches Ksubos, that the Eved Kanani is allowed to demand being sold in Eretz Yisrael. So then, what's coming to be included from the extra words here? Lasuye Mai, Liasuye, to come to include Minova Yafe, Linova Hara, to go from a bad area, to rather from a good area, to a bad area. What does that mean? So Minova Yafe, let's say, this is really referring to a husband and wife getting divorced, wanting to move to different places, who has the upper hand here? So whoever wants to be in Eretz Yisrael has the upper hand. So let's say, for example, the husband wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and she refuses to go to Eretz Yisrael, he could divorce her and not have to pay for it. Let's say it's opposite. Let's say she wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and he doesn't want to, so then we force him, the husband, to give her ksuba, to give the get, and he also has to pay. So whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael or remain in Eretz Yisrael has an upper hand here. So let's say they want to go from a bad, very nice, a fancy neighborhood, the five towns in Chutzlart. They want to move to Eretz, one of them wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, but to a much lesser standard, lower class area in Eretz Yisrael. So even in that case, even though they're downgrading in terms of the Gashmias, still we force there as well. So then the Mishnah says, "Veina kol motzin." Not everyone's allowed to force out when it comes to from Eretz Yisrael leaving Chutzlart le'asuye eved shebarach michutzlart la'art. Let's say an eved Kanani leaves from Chutzlart, he runs to Eretz Yisrael. So then the master cannot force him out of Eretz Yisrael. He runs away, he flees, and he makes his place. He runs to the safe haven of Eretz Yisrael. You can't force him out of there anymore. If you want to sell him, you can only sell him while he remains in Eretz Yisrael. So those are the dinim being learned out from the Mishnah and Ksubas about going to Eretz Yisrael. Right now, the Gemara says, "I call Malin Yushalayim." Everyone's able to go to Yushalayim, and you can even force a husband or wife to go to Yushalayim. Otherwise, they could be forced to give a get and stuff. Even if you're going to downgrade in neighborhoods, you could still force this. And same thing, you also can't force to leave Yushalayim. Even though you may want to upgrade to a fancier area outside of Yushalayim, you cannot force the spouse to leave. Hakol chayam b'sukkah. Everyone's obligated to yeshiva sukkah. Kohanim levim yisraelim. Pshit, of course. I hani lo mechayva man mechayva. If these three category groups are not chayv, then who is chayv? That covers all b'nei Yisrael. Kohanim levim yisraelim. So why is it specifying all of them? So the Gemara says that because as follows. That Kohanim itzrichlei. You're right. Levim v'Yisraelim. That was a pashut. Not a pashut that they're chayv. But there is a habamina that perhaps Kohanim should be exempt from Yeshua Sukkah. Why? Sakadai dechamin, I would have thought, hold the ksib is sukkos teshu, you have to sin the sukkos, v'amar mar teshu shivas yavim, to be there 7 days, k'ain to do the way you live typically in your own home. Madira ish v'ishto af sukkah ish v'ishto, just like when a person lives at home, it's with his wife, so too when he lives in the sukkah, it should be his wife. So how does this pose a problem when a person is a kohen? How does it affect a kohen? V'hani kohanim, hold the bnei avodin, you know, since they are subject to avoda, lo lechayva, they shouldn't be chayva in this. So what does it mean they're subject to the avoda? So Rashi points out here, look at Rashi 4 narrow lines down, v'nei avoda ninu, v'en yecholim ladur ish v'ishto b'sukkah. They can't be living with their wife in the sukkah while they're doing the avoda. She'en nishkakin l'nishosayim, dirami le avoda haregel. They can't be with their wives during the regel. They have to be tower during the week. So since they can't be performing Kain Tadiru, they can't accomplish Kain Tadiru, Ish V'ishto, so maybe they should be parted from Yeshiva Sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Kamash malan nihi de patir b'shas avoda." Granted, during the avod itself, so they can't be with their wives. But below shavas avoda, when the avod is over, namely balayla, it's permitted. So therefore, chiyuva michayva. They are therefore chayv in the yeshiva sukkah at least balayla when the avod is over. Mida dehava, it's no different than the case of holchei derachim. The people who are traveling, damar mar. We have a statement in the Gemara in sukkah. Holchei derachim, those who are traveling, the din is bayom paturin. While they're traveling bayom, they're patur min sukkah. They have obligations. They're osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. But however, even though they're patur min sukkah bayom, chayav b'layla, the chayv to sin the sukkah b'layla here as well. Granted, during the daytime, kohanim are patur from the sukkah because they're osik in the avoda. But balayla, they are chayiv to perform yeshiva sukkah. Gemara says, "Vayitir now hakol chayam betzitzis." Everyone's obligated to wear tzitzis. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. So pshita, of course, we know for these three groups, who else will be chayiv in tzitzis? Not the goyim. So Gemara says same thing as before. Kohanim itzrichle. The din is to teach me a special din by kohanim because I would have thought kohanim may be pater. I would have thought. Don't person shouldn't wear tzitzis, rather a person shouldn't wear shatnez, and this is a juxtaposed the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. So you see, there's a certain hekesh of tzitzis to shatnez. The way we know that's normally applied is that normally you can't wear shatnez, but if a person has tcheles on, so you're allowed to wear shatnez tzitzis. Now people don't realize. People think that when a person wears tcheles, he should dafka wear shatnez. The din is no, he's allowed to wear shatnez with tcheles, but it's very much bedieved even in that case to wear shatnez. It's just a heter, you're allowed to. But even with tcheles, a person shouldn't wear shatnez. But either way, the psukim are smuchin of shatnez to tzitzis. So what does that mean? What does it do for kohanim? So man de lo ishtray klaim the gave blavisha. He who has to always be careful not to wear shatnez, not to wear klaim, that's the one who's chayv in tzitzis. However, honey kohanim hold the shtari klaim the gavayu. Since a kohen is allowed to wear klaim, namely their avnet, their belt was made of klaim, as the pasuk tells us. So since they're not always chayv to keep the din of shatnez, maybe lo lechayv, but they shouldn't be chayv in tzitzis either. Kamash Milan teaches us nihi dishtari be'idin avoda, but below idin avoda lo ishtari. Granted, they're allowed to wear shatnez while performing the avoda, but outside the avoda, they're not allowed to, and therefore they are subject to the mitzvah of tzitzis, just like anybody else. Okay, Gemara now says, one second here. So look at Tosafot Yom Haskalah Hani Kohanim. Interesting question he asks. Hani Kohanim Hol in Bnei Avoda Mandelo Ishtar Klaim. Some Girsos issues there. But Hiksha Rava Re Merolins Noshim Lo Lechayv BeKlaim. Women should be potter from the Isser of Shatnez. Hol VeLisnaya BeGedilim Tase Lecha. They don't have the mitzvah tzitzis. You should go the opposite. That only those who are chayiv tzitzis should be chayiv in the Isser of Shatnez. And since they're potter from tzitzis, they should be potter from Shatnez. The Yesh Lomar, Hishva Kosev Isha Leish. No, it can't be, because the Gemara tells us several places that we equate men and women, Legabe Olavim. Legabe Mitzvah Asay, we know there's certain Heterim, Mitzvah Asay, Shesman Grama, women are potter from. When it comes to Lavim, the Torah tells us, Hishva Isha Isha, they're equal across the board, with the exception of three. I mentioned this yesterday, I think it was. There are three exceptions where women are potter. The Mishan Kedushin tells us in Daf Chavtes that women are potter from the Hashchas Zakan, shaving the beard, there's no Issa for them. Cutting pace, there's no iser, and Kohenes, Tumas Kohanim, doesn't apply to them either. Outside of those three Yisurim, they're across the board, so we can't make such a hekesh. Women are chayiv in the iser of Shatnez as well. So I'm just looking down here. Vayit, it seems like an interesting Tosafot. Let's read Tosafot a little bit further now. He says, V'hadamar perek elu over, and the Gemara Pesachim tells us, Hova einam bekum achal matzah, einam abal tochel chametz, samech Allah, ahad yafinun tesvav tesvav b'chag ha-sukos, d'chseve ezrach lehotzi anashim. So he says, he doesn't ask this question here. I'm not sure. I'll have to figure out Tosa afterwards. Okay, fine. Let's go right to the Gemara now. Gemara says now, Hakol chayam mitfilin. Everyone's chayav to wear tefillin. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Pshita, of course. Gemara says, no, same thing. Kohanim, it's rechlei. We need to teach me din by Kohanim. I would have thought, well, the Kohen should be potter. Why? Hovaksiv Sintapazik says, Ukshartim l'olsa yadcha, why you thought the foes bene necha, you put the tefillin on your yad, you tefillin sharosh, Kol Disa b'mitzvah d'yad, Isa b'mitzvah d'rosh. Those who could wear tefillin on their hand, they should wear tefillin b'rosh. However, Hani Kohanim hol v'lisnayu b'mitzvah d'yad, that the Kohanim can wear tefillin d'yad, at least all day long they can't wear it. Why? The Chassid says the pasuk when it comes to big day kahuna, yilbash al bisaro, that the clothing must go directly on the skin. There shouldn't be any chatzita, shelo yeh davar chodesh beino levein b'saro. And since you can't wear tefillin while performing the avodah, because that's going to serve as a chatzita, ema b'mitzvah derosh namri lo l'chayva. They shouldn't wear tefillin derosh, at least while they're performing the avodah. Kamash Malan, Dulamakbe. We learn from here that's not Ma'akev. Granted that the Kohen, while he does the Avodah, doesn't wear Tefillin Shayad, but he is able to wear Tefillin Shirosh. The two of them are not Ma'akev each other. Our Akpit had the Shiloh just yesterday. Someone had a surgery on his head, and he couldn't wear Tefillin Shirosh. He had a bandage on his head. He wanted to know whether he should wear Tefillin Shayad. And of course, the answer is that he should wear Tefillin Shayad. The two of them are not Ma'akev. Kiditan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Menachos, Tefillin Shayad ain't a Ma'akev Shirosh. The Shirosh ain't a Ma'akev Shayad. So again, even though the Kohen's not allowed to wear tefillin shayad while he's doing the avodah because it's a chatzitza, so too, nonetheless, he's allowed to wear tefillin sharosh. So maishna the yad, why dafka the yad? Only the yad has to be, dechsev yibash abisaro, because since the begun have to be abisaro, the yad serves as a chatzitza. Rosh namiksev, the head also. It said v'samtem ab mitznefes al rosho, that the hat the Kohen wears should be on his head. And Tana, so we see from here that the Rosh is also going to serve as a chatzitza between the head and the hat. So shouldn't that be a problem of wearing the Sharosh for the Kohen as well? So Gemara says, Tana Sara Haya Nira Bein Titz L'mitznefes Shesam Miniach Tfilm. The Titz was only worn by the Kohen Gadol. But either way, the way it was, the tzitz was on the forehead, and the hat was a little higher up. There was a makum for the tefillin terosh to be right in between the tzitz and the mitznefes in order to wear the tefillin terosh. So you see it doesn't serve as a chatzitza. You have to look at some of the technical points in Rashi, how exactly it was situated, because the straps also seem to get involved. But it's possible the tzitz goes maybe below the tefillin terosh, and the hat is above the tefillin terosh. So it seems to be there is a possibility of not getting in the way, but I don't know exactly how it works out. There's no images here. How it works. I know I was always confused with that Rashi. Rashi Al Torah explains how the tzitz was, all the different like strings going over, like holding on the head. But he explains all these different differences, how exactly it works. If you look at Tosas for a second, one line in Tosas, he writes, Shelo ye davar chodzit bein bigdei kuna lebesaro. He says, Tfilin abesaro be'inan. So Tosas has this implicit shayla. So why not put the tfilin shayad on top of the beged? This way, the beg is dafka on their flesh, and put the shayad on top. Sometimes you see, and it's permitted, people wear their watch with a tefillin shayad. People wrap it over. According to Lachi, you're actually allowed to do that. Maybe here as well, you should do the same thing. Tosa says, no. Tefillin al basar ba'inan. You also have to put the tefillin shayad directly on the flesh. Dichseva, vayalacha la'os, v'lo la'chein los. It should be for you an os, not for others. Meaning it should be on the inside. It should be right on your skin where you see it, not on the outside of something where others could see it. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, first Y line down, the Gemara says on Gimel Beis here, Hakol Chayavim B'Tkias Shofar, everyone's chayav to hear Shofar, blow the Shofar, Kohanim Levim Yisraelim. Pshita, of course, these three, like we've been saying up until now, and the Gemara says, Kohanim Itzrichle, there's a chiddush by the Kohanim. Because Sakadai Techamin, I would have thought, Hol V'Ksiv Yom Chua Yelachem, there should be Yom Chua, there should be one day of Chua, the one day Rosh Hashanah, you should hear the Shofar. Man Delesa Ela B'Tkia Techad Yoma Chayav. Only a person who's subject to the hearing the Shofar once a year, that person's chayav, namely all of us, Levim, may not Levim, but Yisraelim. But Hani Kohanim, since the Kohanim hold this Nayu B'Tkia Kula Shasa, they hear the Tkia all year long. This is Parshat Taka. We learn the din of Aseidach HaChatotos. We learn this week's Parshat to make the Chatotos. Moshe is told to fashion Chatotos. So we blow the Chatotos every single day in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not a Yom Tshuva for them. Every day is a Tshuva for them. So maybe the Kohen should be parted from hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Ei malo l'chayv, they shouldn't be chayv. So fine. So the Gemara, that's a Havamim. Gemara says, wait a second. Midami, could you compare the shofar and Chatotos? Hasam Chatotos, ha'cha shofar. So one's a trumpet, one's a shofar. They're two different things. The Gemara says, "Itzrich sakdet ramina hovitznan." Since it says in the Mishnah, "Shavah hayovel the Rosh Hashanah." So nothing to do with chatotas and shur. That's thrown out the window. There's another havamina now. Why perhaps kohanim should be pater? Because it says in the Mishnah, "Rosh Hashanah, shavah hayovel the Rosh Hashanah the tkiya ulebrachas." But the din is that we equate the halachas of Yovel to that of Rosh Hashanah, because in the Yovel year, they blow the shofar as well, and they say brachas as well. So the din is that the brachas of the Malchiyah Zichronos V'Shofros of the Yovel year that we see in Yom Kippur is same to the annual Rosh Hashanah Malchiyah Zichronos V'Shofros. So both in terms of the shofar, the kiyah, and the brachas, Yovel, the every 50th year Yovel, is similar to the annual Rosh Hashanah. So now the Gemara says, so only those, the Isa b'mitzvah Yovel, Isa b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, only those people who are subject to the lachas of Yovel every 50 years is subject to the lachas of Rosh Hashanah. And the lesser b'mitzvah Yovel, those who are not subject to the mitzvah of Yovel, lesser b'mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, are not chayiv in Rosh Hashanah, are not chayiv in Shofar. So what does that mean for the Kohanim? So Hani Kohane, hov l'snayo b'mitzvah Yovel, since a Kohen isn't subject to the lachas of Yovel, he should be pater from Rosh Hashanah. How do we see a Kohen's pater from Yovel? The Mishnah tells us here in our Masechta, we're going to see this in a few days from today, really at the end of the Masechta, Kohanim Levim Mochen Li'olam V'Go'alim Li'olam. They're able to sell whatever they want and they can redeem whatever they want. So what does this mean? But let's look at Rashi. This is our first introduction to the dinim of Erchin of property as follows. Rashi says, look back on the Gimel Mabez, right, 10 lines up or so, Li'amochen Li'olam. Afilu b'shnas ha-yovel, a Kohen Levi could sell their property even in the during the Yovel year atzma. Imachu karka shalem, if they sell the property in Mechuri, that's considered a good sale. Vila gavi Yisrael, but in Yisrael, tani b'gemara perek basra, u b'shnas ha-yovel lo yimchar, the pasuk says that during the year of the Yovel, you can't sell it. Vimachan, if they try to sell it, ain't a Mechuri, it doesn't get sold, ha-malos chosen, the money goes back. That's only regarding Yisrael. But Gavi Kohanim Tanan Mochon Li Olam De Mechur VeYotzei VeAmal Shelam. They're able to sell whenever they want. So why? Duhal Lek LeMeimar De Lo Hadra Arai BeYovel Devade Hadra Dichsev Asher Yigam Ne Levim. Because the Kohen Levi always gets their property back in Yovel. So they have a whole other din of Yovel than everybody else, and they're also able to redeem. What does that mean? They could redeem forever. Says Rashi, that last Rashi on the Amud, v'go'alim li'olam imachru sadeh go'alim osa miyad. That if they sell their field, they're able to redeem it the very next day, even that day if they wanted. Miyad, they could redeem it. However, Yisrael, eino mutar ligal pachas mishnayim shanim. If a person in Yisrael sells his property, he cannot buy it back from the guy until at least 2 years pass. So we see from here, either way, that Kohanim Levim have a different din when it comes to Yovel. So since they're pater, they're exempt from the standard halachas of Yovel, maybe they should be exempt from Rosh Hashanah dinim as well and not have to hear the shofar. Kamash v'lam, we learn that they are, in fact, chayiv. So Gemara says, again, so continue on Dalam Aleph, we'll just go four lines down. So Ema, the mitzvah Rosh Hashanah Nami Lola Chayva. So it's just like they're pater from the dinim of Yovel, they should pater from the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Kamash Milan, Nihidilis now Ashmatas Karka, Eve granted with Tim Tashmatas Karka, they have a very different din than everybody else. That doesn't apply to them, but Lagabe Ashmatas Ksafim. With regards to having a loan being canceled by the Shemitim, by the Yovel, and by having Shiluch Avadim, having all the Eved Kananim go free, that does apply to Kohen, and therefore, just like they're chayiv in those Dinim of Yovel, they're also chayiv in Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah.